I think it's really important and advantageous that, that we're having a whole discussion, a whole panel discussion around women's sport and women's sport sponsorship and marketing, because probably pre-Olympics that wasn't on the agenda in a lot of areas. So, you know, sport has been heavily male-dominated in terms of its coverage and its revenues. And I think the Olympics gave, you know, started a real debate about women's sport, the lack of coverage, lack of sponsorship revenues coming in. So I think it's really good that we're here talking about it. We've got people like Claire Balding championing it. I think that's really important, and that, you know, key people from the sector here listening to some of the vast, you know, gains that we have made in women's sport. And obviously I'm here to talk about women's football and the, you know, the impact we've had with the Women's Super League in terms of new broadcast partners, new sponsorship partners, growing awareness, growing audiences. And then, you know, to discuss with experts really how we keep moving that on.
And how have things changed since the Olympics and since the success of female athletes?
Well, I think the success of the women in the Olympics raised the whole debate really across the country about lack of women's sports coverage and, you know, where these people come from and please don't let them go away again. You know, it was a phenomenal Olympics for female athletes, and it did, you know, did spark that debate. I think for women's football, we'd been planning and had already launched the Women's Super League because we really genuinely believe we could be the breakthrough sport for women's sport, being our national game. So we'd already started planning a complete revamp and relaunch for our top level of our women's football, playing across the summer, club licence model, engaging commercial broadcast partners. So that work had already started, but absolutely the Olympics gave us a boost. You know, 70,000 people watching GB women's football team at Wembley, 3 million watching on the BBC. The nation really got behind the team, and that really helped take women's football to a new audience.